All characters appearing in this work are fictitious. Any resemblance to real wildfowl, living or dead, is purely coincidental. We at the Big Bird Corporation have a long tradition of hard-hitting documentary making, and on the 50th anniversary of our first visit to the world-famous Wildfowl University for the intellectually gifted and economically advantaged, we revisited the campus to meet a new generation of birds now walking hallowed cobblestones. Praised by some for its progressive, liberally-minded students, condemned by others for fostering elitist cliques, the university is home to many of the best and brightest young ducks, geese, swans, and wildfowl that this or any country has to offer. We were given unprecedented access into the daily lives of the birds on campus as dozens of students volunteered to be followed by our cameras. We interviewed many more from several departments across the university. The first students who volunteered to be interviewed spoke about their experience and dissatisfaction at the university blocking their proposed duck society. So tell us a bit about yourselves.
My name is Daniel Shipman. I am a duck studying physics.
My name's Mark McConey. I'm also a duck studying physics.
How do you two know each other?
We met in first year. We live in the same part of the lake together.
So you volunteered to tell us a bit about your student experience. What life is like for a duck in a 21st century campus?
Yeah, what Mark and I have been trying to do for some time is set up a kind of duck society, just for ducks. The geese have got one, you see.
Geese sock?
Yeah, geese sock. Where as far as I can see, they spend their time complaining about how hard done to they are by ducks and every other type of bird.
Geeseogeny, they call it.
Well, we followed you on your visit to the student union to apply to found the society. Let's have a listen back to that clip.
Ooh, student union, very nice in here.
Well, look, ring bell for bureaucrat.
Hello, how can I help you?
We want to get a society ratified. This is the place for that, isn't it?
Well, I'll be the judge of that. Please describe, in 300 words or less, the aims, motives, and intentions of your society.
Okay, the geese have a society, and we ducks want one too. It's ludicrous to suggest that we as a species don't have issues worth talking about amongst ourselves.
So, how exactly would this be of fundamental, developmental, environmental, non-judgmental benefit to the campus birds population?
This isn't about the bird population, it's about ducks being given a time and space to meet up and talk about issues that affect us as a species.
No, I'm afraid that isn't going to be possible.
What?
No, that isn't going to be happening, I'm afraid. I'm obliged to tell you that you do have the right to appeal.
Fine, consider this an appeal. The ducks and geese on this campus have a Donald Duck Appreciation Society, a Daffy Duck Appreciation Society.
They had a punch-up last Tuesday.
A rare Andalusian fowl society. There's even a sexual deviance society.
They had a knees-up last Tuesday.
I'm afraid to say that the Sexual Deviant Society simply made a better case as to how they developed their members.
I'll bet they did.
This isn't over. We'll be back. And with a petition you aren't going to be able to ignore.
I'm afraid that won't do you much good. This is an institutionalized student bureaucracy, not a democracy, Mr. Shipman. Good day.
Of course, this is not the first time that we've visited the campus. We sent interviewers and reporters to meet students back in the early 1960s.
So, you're all here at university, which is marvelous. What do you all study?
Ornithological literature.
Ornithological psychological studies.
Combined ornithological history and philosophical ornithology.
Maths.
Jolly good, jolly good. And where do you hope to find yourselves after you've finished your degree?
Well, sir, I'd like to become a clerical, like, if I can get my qualifications.
I'd like to spearhead a pressure group, exposing geeseogeny in the workplace, home, parliament, supermarkets, schools and public restrooms.
Honestly, I'm just looking forward to paying some taxes so I can finally complain about how they're being spent.
And what about you?
More maths.
When the Big Bird Corporation interviewed students 50 years ago, students were in the process of founding Goose, the university's longest-running media publication and one of the most highly regarded in the country. We spoke to some geese currently writing for its campus news section. So please, do tell us a little bit about yourselves.
I'm Heron Hailstone. I'm a first-year goose studying politics and goose theory. I'm the news reporter for Goose.
Hi, I'm Dora. I'm studying literature.
So what kind of things do you get up to with the student newspaper?
I broke the story that the student union president had said that all flamingos looked the same.
That's not quite what he said.
No, you're right. I believe the exact phrase was, bloody flamingos. They all look alike to me. The peg-legged f***ers. Anyway, he was drunk. I got it on tape and he resigned that weekend. That's why we need student media.
I prefer to keep it a little bit more satirical. though there is always the danger that the very people you're trying to represent assume you're against them.
Yes, I believe you wrote a headline that nearly resulted in legal action.
Yeah, groom groom, Basil Brush nabbed by yew tree.
And Heron, I believe you've been involved with a lot of student campaigning.
Are you a libertarian?
Excuse me?
Never mind. Well, I successfully set up a Geese Against Corn campaign. We'd been petitioning to have corn magazines banned from campus outlets.
What kind of corn magazines?
Softcore corn magazines for ducks are available in every shop on campus. It's absolutely degrading for geese that there are images of corn plastered all over the campus just for the pleasure of ducks. Here, have a pamphlet about it.
The Goose with the Corn in Its Side. Corn and Geesogeny on Your Campus.
You can have that free.
And what about you, Dara? Have you been involved with any campaigns?
No, I'm not that big on petitions, actually. Standing outside with a flyer doesn't make you Che Guevara or Germaine Greer. It just makes you that duck or goose standing outside with a flyer. Besides which, the student union doesn't exactly like being undermined.
Or exposed for the flamingo haters that they really are. Pink pride! Anyway, you watch this space. I've just picked up an exclusive story that's going to show just how outdated the ducks on this campus really are.
As well as student media, the university has also long been known as a breeding ground for some of the best young music acts in the country. We weren't entirely sure if our information was up to date. What exactly is the group called at the moment?
Well, we were going to be called the Birds, but apparently that one was taken.
Bloody Crosby.
But we did have some other names before that.
Club owners didn't take it well, or it's been called the Goose Steppers.
I like the Goose Steppers.
Yeah, great band they were.
What else was there?
Count Dutula and Madamed.
The Mother Duckers.
Yeah, and we were a Mother Goose and the Flaming Bastards for a while.
Oh, the university didn't like that one.
So have you actually written many songs, then?
Not really. But we reckon get the name sorted first and the rest will kind of fall into place, you know?
Yeah, and anyway, world doesn't want rock and roll no more, does it? It's all about Swan Directioners and stuff like that. Bloody DJs swanning around like they aren't just prats with a laptop.
So how would you describe the music scene around the university?
Well, it's all a bit really, isn't it? There's a building named after Duck Ellington, but besides that, it's all a bit desperate, really.
Despite its much-renowned and celebrated academic record, some domestic commentators have accused the university of fostering outdated attitudes towards certain bird demographics. Student journalist Heron Hailstone has broken a story she feels reveals this dark side to the campus, and we spoke to different birds to get their response. So again, how's the application for Duck Society going?
Not bad. We've organised a debate with Goose Society to raise general awareness.
And tell them not to ban our corn mags.
And what do you make of this recent furore on campus over Swangate?
Latest copy of Goose. Take a gander at this. Public school educated ducks have been accused of gross insensitivity for going to a Halloween fancy dress party as black swans. Educated at the prestigious Fitzroy Grammatorium Public School, were said to have blacked up to imitate the recent Oscar-winning film Black Swan. When asked about the incident, the public school educated ducks replied, "It was a laugh. Keep your tail feathers on."
Well.
Hang on, there's more. Student Heron Hailstone suggested that public school geese doing stupid things is nothing new. We have to make a stand against this sort of discrimination.
I was at that party.
Really? Was it as bad as Hailstone's making out?
Much worse. They didn't look anything like black swans. Crows at best.
Do you not think that this kind of incident is demonstrative of a greater problem on campus?
I don't think so. Well, yes, it's a very stupid thing to do, but as far as I can see, they don't seem to have picked up on the fact that these ducks didn't do this because they were privately educated. They did it because they're d***s. They'd have been growing up in a ghetto. They'd have been going to a normal school. They clearly were going to Fitzroy Grammatorium. If people want equality, the first thing to do is acknowledge that a person's background doesn't make them inferior or strange or anything like that. Being a does that. The problem with discrimination of all kinds is that it gives people blindness.
Oh, well, now.
Can we air that?
Now we'll be good.
Birds are calling this the biggest disgrace on campus since the union banned ravens from congregating on the entrance gate back in the 50s.
Oh, yes. Get.
Mind you, I have to agree with you about blindness.
Could you maybe use a different word just for the interview?
Sorry, guess we can't really say How about blindness instead?
We'll edit around that. With the story of Swangate sweeping the campus, I spoke again to Goose and student journalist Heron Hailstone, who broke the story. Broke the story about Swangate. How did that come about?
I have my sources. I have my ways.
And I see that you syndicated the article. It's appeared in some quite prominent national newspapers.
What can I say?
The same newspapers you tried to ban for their softcore corn content.
Well, well. You have to spread the news, especially where gisogynist racist ducks are concerned.
What makes you think they're gisogynists?
Simple. They're ducks. They've always had the best of it. In the animal kingdom, who likes geese? Who actually likes geese? Oh, ducks, ducklings, marvellous. Get your cameras. Corn-obsessed perverts. Swans. The swans have got a ballet in their honour. What do we get in the cultural zeitgeist? Oh yes, Mother Goose. Fat, menopausal, nagging Mother Goose. It's embedded in our culture. It's always been duck, duck, goose. In that order. Excuse me if I want to change that.
And I've heard that you'll be taking part in the debate with the campaign to create a duck society.
It's laughable. Absolutely laughable.
Well, I'll play devil's advocate here. They're a distinct species. There are matters that affect only ducks and not geese or swans. Geese on this campus have a society.
Talk to some ducks. You'll see how vile they are. They want it to be like the old days. Ducks running everywhere. Geese just domestic wallflowers. Here, listen to this and stick it in your documentary.
What's this?
This is a recording of what happened when I went to a nightclub to campaign for geese liberation while the duck rowing team were having another debauched social. Go on, play it.
Da 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 ra ra ra. Da 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 Benson's mom.
Oh, damn you all. Give me my clothes back.
What do we want? The liberation of geese. When did we want it? 2,000 years ago.
Oh, relax. We've got a frigid old bird here.
Don't you hiss at me, you vile geese-ogenistic.
Rah, down it, Benson.
See? Go and actually talk to them. You'll see what century we're really still living in.
We took up Heron's challenge and went to interview the captain of the university's world-famous duck rowing team.
The university is renowned for its sporting endeavours. In fact, I believe you've won national rowing competitions 2 years running now.
Yeah, you could say we take it like ducks to water.
Tell us what it's like committing as much time as you do to the sport.
Oh, we get up at 4 a.m, the lads and I. We head to the lake and shower together, the lads and I. We dry ourselves, do the lads and I. And then we get our kit on.
What would you suggest to any young ducks who want to come and row for the university?
Well, if you can get through the initiation night, we'll have you.
And what goes on the initiation nights?
Well, the lads. We take in the new blood and we head on to the lakes at midnight. We blindfold them all. And tie them together by their legs. Then the lads line them all up at the edge of the lake. We make them all bend over and we oil up the...
We also took the opportunity to speak to Student Union President Duck Bernard Bernard about current affairs on campus.
Duck nominating? Basically, the way it works is you're sitting around the lake, minding your own business, and anyone can come up to you and duck nominate you. What that means is that, like, they shout at you and say something like, I duck nominate you, and you have to stop what you're doing and go to the top of the nearest building, jump off and like, leave it as long as you can before you use your wings to stop yourself hitting the ground. It's properly funny. So far, about 100 ducks have done it. This is about, like, liberation, like, using your body as you want to, no more health and safety, just, like, jump off things because you can. Arnold Thompson Clarkson, top duck, well, funny. He did the duck nominate thing from the top of the Student Union building, in the nude, nearly broke his neck, top duck.
So you volunteered to tell us a bit about
I couldn't
students.
Be more proud of the Student Union staff and the work that we do. I've personally created 5 new positions in the union. Goose officer, swan officer, goose swan relations officer, duck goose swan relations officer, and the officer, you know? Like, an officer in charge of, like, officiating the officiating officers.
We spoke again to student journalist Dara, who has been writing about the duck nominating trend, as well as on the upcoming debate on the foundation of a duck society.
You've written about the duck nominating trend. Do you think there's a problem with drinking on campus?
Maybe there is, but it's understandable. I looked at the employment figures for Wildfowl graduates over the last 10 years. No pop stars, no movie stars, the odd investment banker selling their soul to the golden egg-laying geese in the city, and some scientists slaving away for pharmaceutical companies. Most end up in offices, in front of computers, away from the wide-open lakes and their childhood friends. Their dreams don't come true, they lay a few eggs and that's about it. Here, for a few gilded years, they can have the chance to get drunk as often as they want, sleep around as much as they want, and still look comparatively smooth and young the next day. Can you really blame them?
Is that a culture you buy into?
No, but for the same reasons. I don't know if I'll ever be able to find anybody who'll pay me to write, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to make people understand that that's what I want to do. But right now I can do it, not get paid, and be congratulated for it. It's remarkable what people are happy for you to do when there's no salary for them to pass judgment over.
Do you not think that's maybe a naive perspective, given the job market waiting out there for graduates?
I'm not naive, I'm hopeful. It's a testament to the attitudes of others if they consider the two synonymous.
Okay, moving on from that. The debate between the Campaign for Duck Society and its opposition has been attracting a lot of headlines on campus. Will you be going to the debate?
To hear Daniel and Heron so you can flap their wings the loudest? No, thank you. Though I do hope that they get their society, just out of the principle of the thing. Not that I'm admitting to having principles, and certainly not on tape.
We listened in on the long-awaited, hour-long debate between the Campaign for Duck Society and its opposition, and were invited to record and take part in the general audience questions for both parties afterwards.
Thank you for attending today's debate. We'll now take questions from the floor, and today's speakers will also have a final chance to question each other.
My thanks to the chair. Thank you, ducks. Thank you, geese. Thank you, swans. Thank you, Marty the Moorhen. Now that we have had an organised debate on the matter, I feel I have to vent some spleen over my opponent's attitudes and ideologies.
My attitudes and ideologies? That's very simple. I'm a liberal. Apart from the obvious, inherent geesologist views, I don't think you have any political ideologies. You just pick and choose depending on what's convenient for you. You're a rubber duck.
How dare you?
Whereas we, as liberals...
Stop saying you're liberals! You are not liberals! If you say that you want ducks and geese not to be able to say certain things, read certain things, buy certain things, or think certain things, that does not make you a liberal. That's what fascism is. Why can't you see that?
We're trying to stop ducks and geese saying things which are offensive, which can really damage people. How is this not a good thing?
They shouldn't say things like that, yes. But if you deny them the right to do so, you're essentially putting a muzzle on expression. Besides which, I don't think you can say what is and isn't always offensive. Granted, sometimes things are obvious, but there's so many blurred lines.
Boo!
There we are. You're also desperate to censor, to ban, to moralise. I don't care what type of bird you are. If you can't see how unhealthy that is, you shouldn't have a say in how anybody else lives their life.
Are there any points or questions from the audience?
Ha ha! Here, yeah, my boy, stick it out for the duck cause. Ha ha! Da 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 Benson's ma! Da 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 Benson's ma! Hey, will you all just stop it?
Can I just say these ducks do not represent us?
Right, I'm calling a close to tonight's debate. There will be a light refreshments available in the lobby.
Ooh, the lobby!
In the days following the debate, we heard from Daniel, who told us that the reapplication for Duck Society had been successful. We spoke to him before its inaugural meeting.
We had a wonderful response after the debate. It really seemed to strike a chord. This goose called Dara wrote an amazingly articulate defense of freedom of wildfowl expression and supported our right to set up the society.
So, will you be inviting her to join the society?
No, but that doesn't mean I don't appreciate what she did. You can be exclusionary without being discriminatory. That's actually a line from her article.
We were invited to sit in on and record the inaugural meeting of Duck Society.
I'd like to call to order the first ever meeting of Duck Society. It was a long, hard battle, but here we are. A bunch of ducks and no geese around to hiss at us at all.
So, what do we do now?
Let's play darts!
Hey, darts.
Hey, hold on a minute. We all worked long and hard to set up this society. You don't need a society to meet up and play darts. We want this to be different. We want this to be a success. Come on now, we don't want to go the way of the Duck and Geese Libertarian Society.
The Duck and Geese Libertarian Society? What happened to the Duck and Geese Libertarian Society?
They decided that mandatory attendance of their own meetings was in breach of their personal freedoms and disbanded. But we aren't going to be like that. Like it or not, this is a changing world. Now, I'm sure that none of you have anything against geese. The last thing that Duck Sock wants to be known for is geesogeny.
Yeah, yeah.
But the unfortunate truth is that there are certain members of the Gestapo that are simply looking for ways to get back at ducks for no real reason. The majority of us are decent individuals, but they tarnish us all with the same brush.
They're trying to prohibit the selling of corn magazines in the campus shops. They say it's degrading to have images of corn being displayed like that. But all of the geese magazines are full of corn. It's all that's ever in them. Celebrity corn, which geese are having corn, who has the biggest corn. The biggest geesogenists are the geese.
Now, I'm sure that we'd all agree that just because certain ducks want to look at soft-core corn, it doesn't mean that we're geesogenists.
I don't actually understand what the connection is between looking at corn and the attitude of ducks towards geese. Just because the corn magazines is better than anything the geese have on campus.
Now, that's just the sort of thing we're trying to stop us saying. I have a leaflet that Geesock handed out around campus on this very matter. From page one. It is a tragedy that in the 21st century, ducks objectify geese by viewing images of soft and hardcore corn. It is an even greater tragedy that such images are available to be purchased all around campus. Such images do tremendous harm to the liberation of geese everywhere. Listen to this from the same leaflet. Page three. It is a tragedy that in the 21st century, ducks objectify geese by censoring corn in the media. It is an even greater tragedy that such censorship takes place in publications available to be purchased all around campus. Such censorship does tremendous harm to the liberation of geese everywhere.
So, they don't want corn to be censored, but they also don't want us to look at it.
So it wasn't the easiest of starts for you, but a start at least.
Maybe not, but it was a good turnout. Birds will join anything once they've been told it isn't allowed, or shouldn't be allowed to exist.
And I hear you've got plans for some guest speakers.
We're hoping to have some alumni come in and give us their perspectives on the way they feel ducks fit into the 21st century workplace. They emailed Dara and asked her if she'd like to be a guest speaker. I told her there was a drink in it for her.
And did you get a reply?
Not yet, but I'm hopeful.
The narrator was played by Hugo Lau, Daniel was played by Richard Priday, Mark was played by Charles Dean, Dara was played by Corey Russell, Heron was played by Rosamund Smith, Bernard Bernard was played by David Brennan, Rubber Ducks and Other Parts were played by Jacob Roth, Union Bureaucrat was played by Grace Winpenny, the script was written by Michael Carr. Special thanks to Anna Henley and the URY team. The program was produced and edited by Michael Brennan and Michael Carr.